You're listening to 2NRS. It just hits different.
Welcome back to 2NRS, the station that just hits different. You're on with Josh for your Friday night. And what I like to do is I like to find new music. And I feel like with Australian music at the moment, it's just absolutely popping. Like, you got the likes of a Kid Laroi, Spacey Jane, Ocean Alley. But I want to get this band on from Wollongong, Pauto Guys. Absolutely amazing. If you haven't heard of them, look them up on Spotify, Instagram, TikTok. They are absolutely unreal. And I have the pleasure of talking to Hayden, the guitarist from Pauto Guys. Hayden, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. How are you?
I am doing very well. So, Hayden, firstly, Pauto Guys, tell me about it.
Yeah, Pauto Guys, it's just, our band from Wollongong. Just kind of, you know, really honing into that kind of coastal, relaxed kind of vibe. But it's what we've been working on the last couple of years, just putting out a couple of singles and taking it from there.
And I've noticed you guys have been around since 2019. Have you guys been doing music before that?
Yeah. So we really got together with Pauto Guys, late 2019. I guess in our own sense, I guess all of us have been playing music since, you know, bloody 2011, maybe even. Me and Ben used to have a little a punk rock, glam rock band from high school. So we've kind of all been doing our own different things. We've kind of just come together and kind of bring out all different backgrounds in. And I guess you can really hear it when we play together. It's nice. We've had a decent background in music.
What was the turning point from going, okay, let's actually, boys, let's get our music out there. Let's chuck it onto Spotify. When was that turning point for you?
Yeah, well, I guess it was, we had, plans in 2020 to kind of get things going, you know, start playing shows, get some music out. And then, obviously COVID. So it really just put that on the back burner for about a year or so. Early 2021, we were like, all right, let's just do it. There's no point waiting around anymore. You know, we've had other projects, but it's, you know, there'd been a while since anything from that had happened. So 2021 got into it, just put the songs out, just went and did it. You know, I guess people say you can wait for the perfect time, blah, 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 blah. But in reality, you just got to do it. So released some songs in 2021 and got a nice little bit of traction off that, which was great.
And when you're making music, there's the sense of location, obviously being Wollongong, you're close to the beach, and it's just got that real coastal vibe to it. Does that come into a factor when you are writing songs?
Yeah, I reckon at least subconsciously, it definitely does. I think environment makes a massive impact on, you know, whatever you're writing or whatever you're doing. I guess that the kind of, a bit of that atmospheric kind of coastal, maybe lots of delay and reverb on guitars and spoon feeling. I guess it kind of coincides with just, you know, looking at the ocean and etc. And I guess with Wollongong, you know, you've got the escarpment just there and the ocean so close that it's just such a beautiful sight. As biased as it sounds, just such a nice scene. So I think that definitely helps with making, you know, that kind of music. I guess it definitely comes out in us when writing, whether subconsciously or not. It's definitely there.
You're listening to 2NRS. It just hits different.
And I noticed that I saw that you guys have dropped a new song, Head High. That came out, was it about a week, 2 weeks ago at the moment?
Yeah, about a bit ago. Our latest single, we really like that one. It's probably the first one we've done with the producer in Wollongong, Darcy Gervais, and we just, really like the sound he's got out of us in that one. It's that atmospheric vibe, real opening washy, and I think it's a really nice song. It's probably one of my favorite of us that we've done to date. I'm really stoked having that one out, and had some really nice feedback.
The song is absolutely amazing. Who came up with the inspiration regarding with the lyrics and stuff around Head High?
I guess I actually had a little bit of impact on this one with Ben, which was nice. But it's essentially, you know, that kind of story of, you know, wanting someone or, you know, a partner of some sort, and they probably not being as interested in you, and just, I guess, the frustrations that you go through, and, you know, how annoying that can be. That's really what it's about.
And correct me if I'm wrong, like I'm from the Central Coast, so we say like the Coasties or like with Newcastle, you got the Novocastrians.
Yeah, yeah.
Where can the, let's just say, the Wollongongians or the Illawarrians see you, catch you guys next live?
Yeah, well, for Wollongong, there's nothing to share of yet, but look, there's definitely shows like in the pipeline soon. Otherwise, if you're in Melbourne next week, we're going to be playing a show on Thursday at the Workers Club. So yeah, there's get ticks in our bio and etc. But yeah, Wollongong will be back soon.
And where is your bio? Where can we find you on socials?
Yeah, Instagram at Paltaguys, Facebook, but you know, it's a bit old school now. Yeah, Instagram is where it's at. Check us a follow.
You're listening to 2NRS. It just hits different.